In Iran, indeed in many places, the debate continues about the rights of women. In Iran, modernists say women are second-class citizens, and defenders of tradition maintain Iranian women are already better off than women in many Islamic countries. And now, hardline leaders are blocking efforts to get Iran to join an international convention for women's rights. Roxana Saberi reports from Tehran.
Behnaz Ashtari believes women can achieve a lot in her country of Iran. The 27-year-old just opened a new office to practice family law, but today she sees many inequalities between men and women in the Islamic Republic.
According to existing Iranian laws, women cannot achieve many political posts, such as president, leader, head of the judiciary, and certain other ones. Also, women are deprived of the full right to guardianship over their children after divorce.
For these reasons, Behnaz believes Iran should sign up to a UN agreement to improve women's rights. The Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women aims to remove gender inequalities in all aspects of life, such as work, family, and politics. Supporters say Iran's ratification of the convention would create more opportunities for the country's women, who already make up some 65% of Iran's university entrants. And 13 members of parliament are women. They've been allowed to stand for election here since 1963. But some powerful hardline leaders in Iran oppose the convention. The country's unelected Guardian Council has vetoed a bill by Iran's reformist-controlled parliament to sign up. The council claims the convention contravenes Islamic Sharia law and Iran's constitution. An assertion Ayatollah Mohammad Emami Kashani, who recently led Tehran's Friday prayers, backs.
This baseless and valueless convention will ruin not only Islam, but humanity and families. As I have been told, this convention has been proposed by a woman in the United States. We don't expect much more from America. The U.S. government, which is so oppressive, thinks it can do everything simply by using force.
But reformists in Iran's parliament point out that around 90% of the UN's member states have ratified the agreement, including most Muslim countries. They say they'll keep trying to get their own country to sign up by reaching consensus among Iran's diverse groups. Reformist Mehsam Saidi says the parliament has proposed ratifying the convention under the condition that Iran won't adhere to two of its 30 parts.
This convention has 30 articles, and we made two reservations for joining it. The first is that in the cases that this convention is against our Islamic canon, we reserve the right to reject it. The second is that the first part of the Article 29, which is related to international courts issues, was also rejected.
Though some may worry that these exceptions may weaken the convention, Behnaz is not overly concerned.
Even in certain cases, Islamic principles are much more progressive in nature for women than the convention's provisions. If it were truly against Islam, almost 50 out of 54 Muslim countries would not accept the convention.
The debate is not likely to end soon. Women's rights are one of the main controversies dividing the political landscape of Iran. I'm Roxana Saberi in Tehran.